Monsters from the Basement.
Hey, this is Mark Patton from Nightmare on Elm Street 2, and you've just entered Monsters from the Basement.
Hello, everybody. This is James with Monsters from the Basement. We are in Gatlinburg, Tennessee at the very first Horror Weekend convention, and I'm sitting here talking to star of Nightmare on Elm Street 2, Mr. Mark Patton. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Thank you for inviting me on your show. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being on the show. Now, I was reading on the internet about early in your career, you kind of had a toss-up between being a country music singer and an actor.
Yes, I did. I actually was offered a recording contract when I was 11 years old, but I would have to go and sing in what they called then honky-tonks, and my dad just wasn't having any of that. So, but I loved to sing, and then I sort of flipped a coin between Nashville and New York, and New York won, and so here we are.
Now, I know one of the first movies you appeared in was the Cher movie, Come Back to the Five and Dime, Jimmy Dean. I didn't realize you was in that film. That's one of my favorite movies, but I didn't realize that was you.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, we did that. I originally did that on Broadway, and it was a Broadway show, and it was the same cast. It's Cher, Kathy Bates, before she was famous, and Karen Black, Sandy Dennis, and Marta Heflin, and myself, and Robert Altman directed it. And then we did that film, and we went to the Cannes Film Festival, and it was quite a big deal. And it's getting ready for the very first time to be released on DVD, which has never been done before. And so that'll be next month. I just did my commentary for it. So it's getting ready to come out. So that's great.
I've got an old bootleg VHS copy of it, I think.
Actually, everybody's, you can get a little bit of money for those now. Yeah, they're few and far between now. Yeah.
What was Cher like working with?
Fantastic. You know, when I was a little boy, I loved Cher. You know, I liked to sit and watch. And when you wake up, you know, a few years later and you're friends, you know what I mean? It was amazing experience for me. And, I babysat Elijah and, you know, and Chaz and I are still very good friends. We live we have houses on the same street in Los Angeles. So it was great. You know, I mean, I just loved it. And I still love Cher. And she still gives me free concert tickets. So, you know, she's a good friend. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, I saw her several times on her farewell tour she did.
Well, she's going to do another farewell tour now. She's getting ready for it because her new CD is the Lady Gaga thing. So, you know what? She'll be on the road until she's dead. She loves it out there. And she's great. I think she's fantastic. Every time I see her, she looks great. And I love Cyndi Lauper opening for her, too. So.
Yeah, I think she did three final shows on that tour.
Oh, yeah. She tried. But my friend, I actually have a friend who's her accountant. And she's like, you know, it's like when this much money's rolling in, you just keep going. Don't be silly. You don't look, you know, the door opened. Take the money, you know. Because she supports a lot of people, too. I mean, it's not only her getting that money. She's got a lot of money. But all those people, like Debbie, her backup singer, has been with her for 40 years. And she's turned all those people into millionaires. And so that's why she keeps working. Because when she goes to work, 200 people go to work. So I think it's a pretty cool thing.
Now, you actually auditioned for the first Nightmare on Elm Street, right?
I did. I actually screen tested for it. And it was funny. Heather and I were talking about it not too long ago because Heather was trying to decide whether to go off to school or not, to university. And then when I ended up doing the second Nightmare on Elm Street, Kim Meyer actually was having the same experience. She was like, I don't know if I should take this movie or I should go off to school. And obviously both of them went to school, went to university, but they did do the movies, and I'm glad that they did. But I was at the time, Johnny Depp, obviously, was not Johnny Depp at that point. He was just Johnny, you know. Johnny Nobody, but he did okay, so which is great. And I'm really glad now that I didn't get the first Nightmare on Elm Street, because I really believe Jesse was meant for me. I mean, I think there's, you know, some plan in the universe, but I was meant to play Jesse, and I'm so happy that was the case for me.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any memories of filming that movie?
Oh, Nightmare on Elm Street? Oh my God, yeah. I had a fantastic. My favorite memory of all is when I go into the dream sequence and I'm running down the street, and that was filmed on Vermont Avenue in Los Angeles, and they made it rain, you know. So I really felt like a movie star when they shut down the street and they're making the rain come from the sky and all the lights and everything, and it's in the middle of the night, and I thought, oh my God, I am it. But my favorite scene in the movie actually is in Grady's bedroom. That's my absolute favorite to this day. I think it's a great scene. I think it really, the transformation and the killing and everything, I think it really stands up, and I'm very proud of it. So, you know, that's my favorite part.
Now, you've done theater and you've done film too. Do you prefer one to another?
Not necessarily. I mean, I love the theater, and I also did a lot of television. A lot. Major amount of television, and which was really fun too. And they're all so different, you know what I mean? But I think now that I'm older, probably the place I'd be probably the most happy is in television. But I leave on the 17th of November to go to Berlin to start shooting a new movie. So I guess the movies are where it's going to be for right now. Yeah, and I'm doing a movie there called Night. It's a thriller, and it's really, really exciting. It's a great, wonderful script. And so, you know, I'm off to the movie world again. And then we're doing the documentary, There Is No Jesse, which is done by the same people who did Never Sleep Again.
After Nightmare on Elm Street 2, what did you do?
Well, I actually quit show business is what I did. Yeah. The reaction to Nightmare on Elm Street 2 was so, critically, it was so great from like New York Times and all that kind of stuff. And then it made a lot of money. But then the backlash started coming against it. It was sort of the most hated film. And I was at a place in my life where I just like was like, I didn't sign on for this BS. I mean, I don't. People were calling me names and saying that I ruined the series and everything. And it was all, you know, you're a fag and this and that. And I just said, you know, I'm not up for this. This is not, I didn't sign on for this life. So I became an architect. And then I came back into this world when Never Sleep Again hired a detective to find me, and they found me 2 years ago living in Mexico. And I had no idea that any of this world existed. And now I've been all over the world. Yeah, I've been to Europe many, many times, and I'm on the horror convention circuit. It's great. People are writing movies for me, and I'm doing a new documentary. So this is, I guess, the new chapter of my life. Yeah, so I've had a good life.
I know you've appeared at several conventions this summer.
Yes, I'm pretty booked up. I'm actually leaving here, and I'm going to Denver for the Mile High Horror Festival, and where I'm going to be a judge there, and also signing autographs and whatnot. And then I'm off to Rock and Shock in Boston, which is a hell of a convention. It's amazing. And then I go to Kalamazoo, Michigan. And I'm going to be at Day of the Dead in Atlanta this year, which I'm doing the whole Day of the Dead circuit. And then next year is a Nightmare on Elm Street 2 year, which is the entire cast of Nightmare on Elm Street 2 is touring together. That includes Robert Englund, myself, Clue Gulager, Marshall Bell, Robert Ressler, everybody, and Jack Scholder, the director. So when out on the circuit, that's what you'll be seeing next year, hopefully.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, it'll be a blast. It'll just be a blast. We'll kick some ass out there. We put on a good show. We're doing the Scream Queens at Day of the Dead in Atlanta. Me and Heather, Amanda, PJ Souls, Linnea Quigley, and also it's going to be there is Beverly Randolph from Return of the Living Dead. So that's going to be a good panel there.
Yeah, I met Beverly last week in Kentucky, and she's just a doll.
You know what? She's the class act of the whole. I travel with Beverly a lot, and I've never seen an unkind move coming out of that woman. She's just like total class as far as I'm concerned. I love her. I'm going to see her. Actually, I'm spending the next 2 weeks with her. So, yeah. So I'll tell her you said hi.
When you look back over your career, what are you most thankful for?
What am I most thankful for? You know what? This is going to sound really weird, but I am most thankful I'm me. I've had a blessed life. I've been, you know, just a charmed life. I've seen ugly things and bad things, but I've seen some really good things. And I woke up this morning, I'm in the Smoky Mountains, and they've given me a beautiful villa where I'm staying. And look at the mountains are all around me. And I think, you know, something I did 25 years ago, it still means enough to somebody that I'm here in the Smoky Mountains, and I'm going to go down and I'm going to talk to people. They're going to give me money for my autograph, which I still can't believe, and I get embarrassed about sometimes. And I get to talk a lot about the charities that I'm, like, involved with, because a lot of the money goes to the charities from my stuff. And I love my Facebook, Mark Patton on Facebook, or There Is No Jesse. I have 9,000 friends, and it's, for me, it's a blast. That's my sister. They're really going at it here, aren't they? Yeah. So I think, you know, that really the biggest blessing, and of all the things that I did in show business in the past, I really do think, I mean, I'm most grateful for Nightmare on Elm Street because it's the gift that keeps on giving. But, you know, I do have to say, walking into my rehearsal the first day, and Cher was standing there, and she was like, "Hey, Mark, you know, my life could have ended at that moment, and I would have been okay with it."
Well, I really appreciate you taking some time talking with me.
Oh, it's a thrill. Just any time. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next year here in Gatlinburg. And I know the convention's going to be bigger and better next year. They did a great job for the first year, I think. Just amazing job for the first year. So hopefully we'll bring a bunch of people back, and we'll have some more fun. And I'll talk to you next year.
And we'll see you at Days of the Dead in Atlanta.
Sounds perfect. Can't wait.
And thank you very much. I wish you the best of luck with your future endeavors.
Oh, well, thank you, sir, and I wish you the best of luck with your show. Thank you for having me on. Really appreciate it. Okay, bye-bye.